This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of importance to Europeans and people of European descent, wherever they may live, and certainly important to all other races and ethnic groups around the planet. Because Jewish supremacism is a danger to all. Globalism is a danger to all. We believe here on this program and on DavidDuke.com, as well as Stormfront and many other sites, that every race, every people has a right to preserve its way of life, its very unique heritage, biological, cultural. And we want to make sure that freedom exists for all people. And of course, most importantly, our concern is for our own people, because just as in a family, if parents have equal concern for all children in the world, well, I tell you, I wouldn't want to be those kids. And I think everyone has to be responsible for their own heritage first. And I know for a fact that my heritage is under attack. I also believe that the heritage of other nations is under attack. And I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't begin to organize and defend ourselves, there will be a complete oppression and suppression of freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of conscience. We're seeing that already. As I talked about yesterday, there is now a drive by the ADL and many other major groups around the world to close down the university where I lecture at. And that's, of course, the MAUP university system, the oldest, but the largest university in Ukraine, and the system by which that most of the Ukrainian diplomats and higher-ups in the government have been educated. In fact, I just read an article from the Jerusalem Post talking about the fact that the university system was, in fact, the system from which the elite of Ukraine was educated. It used to be a system, in fact, for higher education. I'll give you an example. This is from the Jerusalem Post. It says MAUP is the country's largest private university with a dozen branches throughout the Ukraine, including hundreds of foreigners. The university offers degrees in law, economics, business administration, accounting, political science, practical medicine, and psychology, and has a network of alumni and supporters in 60 countries. And formerly, quote, a formerly state-owned college system that offered postgraduate education for the public sector, MAUP went private after the fall of communism in 1991. MAUP was created by prominent representatives of the Ukrainian ruling elite, said Joseph Zissels, leader of the Ukrainian Vaad, a leading Jewish group and one of MAUP's most vocal critics. We see how that is, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a university which was led by, you know, the elites, the leadership of the country, artistic, political, economic, social, cultural elites of the country. That's who led this university. Well, their critics, of course, are these Jewish supremacists. Now, they are not over in Israel, are, you know, opposing Israeli universities for preserving Israeli culture, fighting against, quote, anti-Semitism and all the rest of it, are they? No, of course not. They're there in Ukraine trying to destroy a university that's really been founded by the very best of the Ukrainian nation. And I tell you, what this university is doing, what the president of this university does, is courageous. And you know, as they called for a shutdown of his university and a revoking of hundreds of thousands of degrees from hardworking students, I mean, these Jewish supremacists know no bounds. They are just absolute extremists. Imagine calling for the revoking of all the degrees of the university in its history because the president is opposing Israel. That's basically what he's doing. And the president was very clever. You know, he put out a response to all this today, and he said essentially that, you know, they want to close down our university. He said what we should do is close down Israel. And that's from the Jewish World, the Jerusalem Post, Russian University asks UN to close Israel. It says, a Kyiv-based university has already gained international notoriety for its anti-Zionist propaganda and anti-Semitic publications, now wants the United Nations to close Israel. And the call came in November from the Interregional Academy of Personnel Management, and recently in response to attacks upon the university. What the head of the university has stated is that just as the United Nations created Israel as this Jewish society in 1947, so the United Nations should withdraw its authorization for that, that Israel should become what of course the Jewish supremacists always claim, that Israel is a non-oppressive, totally open, egalitarian society. So he says, okay, let's dissolve Israel on those bounds and have a truly free society. If Israel is going to control the West Bank and control all the Arabs, give them absolute, complete freedom in that society. Let's have the real democracy go to work that Israel is always talking about and all the neocons are talking about in the Middle East. Let's have all these principles applied to Israel. It's the same situation. Now, a lot of Jewish peace activists say the same thing. Israel Shamir, many other Israeli peace activists say the same thing. That this should be, Israel should not be any longer a theological state. It, by the way, is a theocratic state. It's not, so it's truly not a democratic state. Basically, the Jewish priests and religious heads really control so much of the nation. And by the way, radical extremists who call for absolute ethnic cleansing and even genocide, they dominate the country, along with, of course, Ariel Sharon, who in fact is a mass murderer. Even the Kahan Commission, Israel saw that Ariel Sharon had responsibility for the massacre at Sabra and Shatila. So ladies and gentlemen, there is a tremendous double standard, and isn't it nice to see someone in the world going on the offensive? Now, if you have questions, comments, thoughts about any of these issues, please go to my website. And by the way, I want to quote to you from one more thing. My website, davidduke.com, hit the email button, or simply go info44@davidduke.com. And by the way, if you're listening to this as an archive program months from now, remember that to reach me by email, you should go to my website and do it, because sometimes that email address as posted on the website changes, because what they call email miners go through the web and get email addresses from the web, you understand. And people use that often for spam mail. So occasionally we change the email address. That's info44@davidduke.com right now, but 2 or 3 months later, whenever you're listening to this, it may not be that address anymore to reach me. And, of course, you can go to stormfront.org, the town hall section. That's stormfront.org, town hall section, and you can post there. As members can post, you can also read the posts. We've had over 1,200,000 views. I think that's the correct amount, since we began this show just a little over a year ago. And that's a tremendous audience, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a lot of people who are viewing our posts. And let me tell you, the listenership is certainly much, much, much larger than that, because this program is advertised in many different areas, and it's posted on many different websites and links to it. So if you've had 1,250,000 views of the thread for this radio program, you can be sure that there's 5, 10, 15, 20 million people perhaps who heard my program or parts of my program, and that's really amazing, and that's increasing, and that's just the kind of new phenomenon. And that's this opportunity is so great for us now to be able to actually have an alternative media to the mass media, which is so much controlled, so much controlled. So anyway, that's the latest story, and it's kind of interesting that the university, by the way, they always seem to translate all the information from my university and from my university president, the very, very brave Georgiev Shokin. They always translate him completely wrong, and they try to make him sound as radical as possible. In actual fact, the man's quite kind. He's a mild-mannered individual, and he's never in any way whatsoever advocated or condoned violence. A lot of these articles about what's going on in Ukraine are always talking about the fact that some Jews have been victims of violence in Ukraine. And they talk about one meeting of a Jewish student last year in Ukraine, which is like headlines and, of course, in all the Jewish papers. They make a huge thing about it. Ukraine's a huge nation with tens of millions of people. And one Jew who's beaten for whatever reasons, no one would condone that. No one would approve of that. But it's just, that's how things are brought completely and totally out of proportion in our world. You know, it's really amazing how there's just complete double standard that exists. And no one would condone that, but the saying that one Jew is beaten is not, you know, it does not justify shutting down people's freedom of speech about the evil that Israel does and the absolute hypocrisy and hateful super racism, ultimate supremacism that many sections or elements of Judaism represent. Again, I say very clearly, so there's no misunderstanding, not all Jews take this position. But there are certainly many Jews who have this supremacist position, and we've seen the situation. We've seen the truth about this, obviously. We've seen in Israel where Mr. Baruch Goldstein literally murdered 29 Palestinians as they knelt in prayer. And there's a whole element of Jewish fundamentalists, a significant portion of the population of Israel, that's justified his mass murder. They've made a shrine of his grave. Even the Israeli government gave a lot of deference to his funeral, even allowing this funeral to proceed through Palestinian areas, which was very inciting. Because you see, people like Ariel Sharon, they want problems. I think Ariel Sharon celebrates every time he has a suicide bombing in Israel. I know that sounds horrible and unbelievable, but I believe it's true. In an interview with Amos Oz, the Jewish journalist a few years ago, Sharon talked about how that it's good when a synagogue or two gets blown up around the world because that brings people to Israel. And he sounds like, in the interview, he basically appears as though he endorses that and he will, you know, help that to happen in order to advance what he wants, which is a mass Jewish immigration to Israel, strengthening of the Jewish state, and, of course, the reaction to this type of terrorism on the part of Jews, because this kind of action naturally radicalizes individuals and makes people more amenable and more receptive to very violent and extreme positions. So anyway, I've got a lot of emails to go through here, and you just got a lot of things going on. Let me just start with info44@davidduke.com, and please, you know, send your email messages to me immediately. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. State your opinions. I'm looking forward to sharing those opinions with our audience and talking about the really critical issues facing us, because we are indeed facing a unbelievable situation in the world today. Unbelievable. We are losing our heritage, and of course, we seem to have a world that's becoming more and more bloody. You know, we are really we're really losing it. I got a letter. I want to start off with a nice letter from a Jewish supremacist. I'm not going to give you his name. I don't want him to be bombarded by emails or trouble, but maybe he's listening to the show. I hope he is, because I think it really exposes the hatred of some of our enemies. In fact, I might share a couple of these with you because it's kind of interesting. He says, "Dear Dr. Duke, let me start by saying that you are the biggest piece of shit I've ever encountered. Decency is not your trait. In fact, the venom that comes out of your mouth is based on sheer anger over your sorry-ass life. Look at you now, praising David Irving, who's another piece of shit. Please come and visit us in Israel so you can further realize how well we're doing. You call yourself an American? How dare you? Maybe your fellows can visit you in federal prison. next time we can get you there. That's right. We are Zog, and we want to F you as long as we can. Never forget that we will live long enough to piss on your grave. Good luck in prison. Hopefully you'll end up in Angola serving time and taking it up the you-know-what from Leroy. He'll make you his white bee. Is there any justice in the world? Your faith is in the hands of African American. Your fate will be in the hands of African Americans. We'll teach you a lesson you'll never forget. Finally, would you like me to email you some material to prepare you for your role as Leroy's bee? All the best, David, King of Israel. You know, if you think this is an exception, this is no exception. This is the kind of vicious, vile things that we get a lot of. I just kind of rolled back and said, boy, you really show exactly your nature, and I'm going to share your letter with thousands of people so they can see the true nature of the Zionists. Another person writes, he says, this is a positive. He says, David, love your site. AOL is refusing to let me visit stormfront.org and other similar sites. I believe this is a deliberate act by AOL because they're controlled by the ADL and their cronies. Below is the AOL display page. Every time I try to log on to Stormfront, can I bypass it? It says, AOL security suspecting phishing scam. AOL has received complaints from our members suggesting that this site may be improperly collecting AOL member data. In order to protect our members, AOL is presently preventing AOL members from accessing the site. Of course, that's total malarkey. Stormfront has never, ever, in any way, tried to, take down data or, to do improperly. He's not improperly collecting member data or people's data or AOL member data. This is an absolute complete lie. Don's written about that. And AOL, of course, is controlled by Time Warner. I mean, it's a very vicious corporation. And I suggest that any of you who listen to this program on AOL, switch. There's a lot of good providers out there, earthlink.net, Net Zero, many others out there. And, of course, if you want high speed, there's a tremendous number of high speed providers available for you as well. And I would suggest that you do that. This is from Mark. He says, I find the term Judeo-Christianity pretty sickening. How can our country, how is it that our country supposedly founded these, quote, Judeo-Christian values? What baloney. The Jewish population is currently 2.5%. A huge majority of them arrived here in the late 1800s, early 1900s. When our country was founded by our European ancestors in the late 1700s, there were very few Jews here, probably 0.1%. Interesting, the few Jews here did play staggering roles in terms of the slave ship ownership and slave transport, but that's another can of worms. And, of course, he's totally right. I mean, we never even used the term Judeo-Christian until after the Second World War. That was never used. America was always called a Christian. If it was called in terms of a religious connection, it was called Christian America. It was not called Judeo-Christian. It was called Christian culture, Christian values. And it was Christmas we celebrated, not winter holidays. So he's absolutely correct, and it's just one more symptom of the difference that we have in America from what it was. Chuck writes, he says, most honorable former member of the House of Representatives of Louisiana, the remaining members of the USS Liberty are going to file war crime charges against Israel in the World Court at The Hague. Please review the website, ussliberty.org. The cover-up has been going on long enough. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Honor at last will go to Captain McGonagall and crew. I don't know if I can pronounce his name properly. Thanks for caring, Chuck Duran Patrick. Absolutely. And by the way, as you know, this is Pearl Harbor Day. And I think on this day, on the attack of Pearl Harbor, we should also begin to think about the USS Liberty. And that's a very good name, too. Liberty was under attack. And our liberty in this country has been under attack by the Jewish supremacist neocon domination of America, of our foreign policy. And these neocons and these Jewish supremacists were able to actually prevent, that's right, the investigation or an investigation by the United States Congress. You know, they had a speeded up investigation in the U.S. Navy. It was just a rubber stamp. Some of the people involved in that investigation say the thing was absolutely bogus. and every other major naval disaster, such as what happened to the Liberty and the terrible deaths and maimings that took place of American sailors, was followed up by a congressional investigation. In Congress, with the powerful Zionist lobby, AIPAC, and other lobbies, they were able to block that investigation. That's right, able to block it. So, oh, I got another bad one here. I want to read this too. And this is, now this is funny. I don't know whether this is from a Jew or not. Who knows who this is from? Could be from a Jewish supremacist, or could be from a doinky, you know, very silly individual that just doesn't have any idea what she's doing, you know. And this is an amazing letter. She says, I just read a letter from a woman claiming to be Jewish and praising David Duke. I didn't know this is a comedy site. I'm white. My father was born in Ireland. My mother's family's background is German. I have blonde hair and blue eyes. Was raised Christian. I cannot believe that you Christians, you quote Christians, believe in lies, hate, and fraud. My husband, see, I'm not afraid to read the letter either, but wait till you hear this. This is amazing, and it shows the absolute hypocrisy and insanity of these people. My husband, who was white and born in England, chose not to have children because of people like you. Bigots from every skin tone, white, black, brown, and yellow. Religious zealots, the NRA, George Bush, and the hate that runs through the veins of all the above mentioned. Okay, so she says her husband didn't have children because of people like me and all the bigots and all the skin tones. And because of the hatred that runs through their veins. Now listen to her. She now criticizes my hate, and now she says, can you believe that God is looking at you thinking, if Jesus, my son, was more like the people writing these falsehoods, I would have been so proud. My people are not speaking the words of the Bible. I hope there is a window into hell so I can know the torture that you evil people are going through. You can feel your flesh burn. Can you feel your flesh burn with every lie or horrible comment you type on your keyboard? I will not pray for you, but I'll pray for your poor children. That's from Tara. Now, this is a woman that says she's opposed to hate, but she wants me to suffer, you know, a lifetime of attacks. And I wrote her a little note back. I don't spend too much time on these people, but I said, oh, yeah, you're one of those people who believe in love and kindness, but find someone you believe is wrong, and you want them to be tortured for eternity. You want them to feel their flesh burn. I have no time for your mindless, sick hate. You point your finger toward me, but any third party would agree that you are the one full of hatred and bile. God bless you, pitiful jackass. But I won't wish to feel your flesh burn. I'm not evil like you to wish that on another human being for just having the wrong thoughts. Anyway, that was kind of my response to her. I thought you might find that kind of interesting, and it's kind of amazing how if these people could only see themselves and hear themselves. This is from Erico. He's writing to us from Argentina. He says, hi, my name is Erica, and I'm Erico, and I am half German and half Spaniard Argentinian. I'm on your side. Didn't know that there were so many people in America that still want to remain European descent. Thanks God. I would like to know what I can do to help you from here. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Jewish supremacists have this country under their rule. They control most of the press in Argentina, a lot of the economic infrastructure, and they have many laws that try to suppress freedom of speech. The same pattern you talk about in England and Canada and the United States of America and elsewhere around the world exists right here, and this worldwide pattern is proof that you tell the truth. I wish you the best, hope you well, and good luck in your endeavors. Well, thank you, Erico. I appreciate your comments very, very much, and it's good to know that our program is out reaching around the world, and that you're able to listen to it there and hear the comments that I'm making. I'm very thankful for that, and I'm thankful for your very positive reaction. I got another letter on the storm front being blocked by AOL. I wanted to bring access to your attention that you can relate this to Don Black. AOL is blocking access. And anyway, you know, yes, that's right, Sheila. I appreciate your letter, and Don knows this, and he's written a few letters to them, but they're getting the runaround. Again, I hope that now that you know something about the internet, you don't have to have AOL hold your hand. I know it's easy for a lot of people to get involved in the internet the first time because kind of AOL lays everything out for them. But everything's very easy. Now that you've used to the internet, move on. Get off of AOL and go to some other provider. And I think you'll find a much better experience, and you won't be supporting a business, an organization that's hurting us. It does hurt traffic because probably 15 to 20% of the traffic of all major sites goes through AOL. And because they're so powerful and so strong, they have a real ability to suppress things. Here's one, and this is from Stephen. He says, Dr. Duke, I know you speak the truth after listening to you for 6 months. I'm captivated. Odd. The Jewish extremists suppress you, call you names, incarcerate you and your associates, death threats upon your life, you know, and all this, and you haven't harmed a soul. As the axiom goes, you want to find out who's in charge? Find out who you can't talk about. They won't debate you to try to prove you wrong. I am now Jew-wise. Since they are calling us names, I have one for them. How about Jissectarians, Jewish Israel Zionists, Jissectarians. Respect, Stephen. Well, thanks, Stephen. I appreciate that, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I enjoy sharing my ideas with you and doing my writing, and yes, it's quite a job. Not only is it kind of scary in a way because they have so much power, and it really does make you pause to think. I mean, I love life. I certainly want to live. I want to see my children get older. I want to enjoy the feel of the sun upon my face and the wind on my skin. I love to climb mountains. You know, I love the idea of having a special lady in my life. I love all those things about life, and I want to live as much as anybody does. I love life. But as Patrick Henry said, I'm not going to purchase any extra life at the cost of my liberty and my beliefs and the things that are important to me. I'll take what precautions I can. I certainly want my life and my freedom. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the most important thing in the world. I don't think that my sacrifice has been that terribly great. Think of all the hundreds of thousands, millions actually, of Americans that have lost their lives defending our country, or in police forces, or are the firemen of America who've lost their lives protecting our nation and protecting our citizens, and who've suffered because of that. I feel, in a way, honored that I had to have some hardships because of this cause. I'm proud of that. In a way, it gives me a great sense of satisfaction. And I will continue to work. And I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, I don't ask all of you to do what I've done, but I hope that those of you who like what I do and appreciate my words and are inspired and motivated by my words or educated by my words, that you'll help provide the means, the ammunition that we need to fire those words out there across the world. Our bandwidth is getting huge on our site. It's expensive. We've got to pay for it, as you know, and because we do a lot of audio and video, which takes a lot of bandwidth, and we need your support to be able to support the site as good as this site is. I also have a very strong website, as you know, with a very pretty big main page, and that's on purpose. We want to really draw people in and let them see the articles. We use a lot of big color photographs. It's like a glossy magazine, if you really want to think about it, and that takes money. It takes money to put up the David Duke Report. It takes money to fly to these different countries and to speak and to work and to take care of hotel rooms and in those times that those people locally can't do it. It takes money to pay the mortgages on our offices. It takes money to pay for the office equipment that we use. It takes money to pay for the long-distance phone calls. It takes a lot of support, and I hope those of you who are listening will give us that support, because you enable it to happen. So I'll take the rest of the risk, but you know, and I can tell you something else. I don't know if anybody's ever got any trouble or had any great problems simply from supporting us and being an activist. You can decide what level of activism that you want to take part in terms of the cause. I've never seen an individual suffer because he simply supported us financially and quietly, and those of you out there who are in sensitive positions, please consider, you know, supporting us. By the way, you can make posts on stormfront.org, the town hall section. So if you'd like to do that, please do it. And I'll not only will I read those posts, but also many, many other thousands of people, and certainly tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, will read those posts over the next few days and months and weeks. So you go to that by going to stormfront.org, the town hall section, and you can also, of course, send me an email directly at info44@daviddeuke.com. Oh, there's so much more. I mean, you know, as far as the liberty, by the way, yes, we should file war crime charges. And Russell has sent me an email talking about he's very captivated by the idea of having their children, who are Nathan and Allison, who were in their teens, prepare themselves so perhaps they can go to university at the university where I teach. And I think that would be a wonderful thing. And, you know, keep in touch with us, and we'll put something on the websites soon on how to deal with that. Oh, here's another anti. This is kind of the anti-day. I wanted to share you some of these. And this is from apparently a reverend. Of course, you never know with emails. You don't know if it's accurate or not, or honest or not. We're going to find out, won't we? He says, "The Jews are to be supreme. That is God's will, so get used to it. It will not matter what you say about it. God has made the Jewish people his chosen people, and that is that. Get used to it. Jesus said you either are for him or against them, so I see where you stand right after you die and stand in front of the Lord, and just before he allows you to enter the inner hell at that moment, you will know what a fool you were. Enjoy eternity in hell with all the other fools that went out and bought your book and believed in your doctrine. Reverend M. Stewart." Oh, yeah. "P.S. Or you still have a chance and a choice. Repent of your ways and invite the Lord to become your salvation. God never sends anyone to hell. They send themselves by ignoring his son." Well, first off, ladies and gentlemen, it's these kind of Christians that really give Christianity a bad name. You know, I know a lot of people who are Christians. I'm a Christian. And, you know, I never impugn another Christian and say, "Look, if you don't agree with me on one aspect of biblical scripture, you're going to hell. And if, you know, and that's great, and I'm looking forward to it, because you're going to be suffering in hell for all of eternity with this, you know, screeching hell because you don't agree with some scriptural interpretation that I agree with." And again, it does show the absolute intolerance and hatred against people. Now, as far as his principle that God's made the Jewish people his chosen people, and that is it, get used to it. As you know, there's plenty of biblical quotes that absolutely refute that. Read my article, "Should Christians Support Israel?" Read the chapter on Jews, Christianity, and Islam in Jewish Supremacism. And you will read the New Testament where it said right in there, it says that "just as I led them by the hand out of the land of Egypt, but they continued not in my covenant, and I consider them not, saith the Lord." I mean, that's what it says. It says very clearly that the Jews are not in the covenant of God, that they, you know, they rejected Jesus Christ. And the Talmud is one of the most anti-Christian books that's ever been conceived. In fact, it's really obscene. It is so anti-Christian. It literally says in there that Jesus has been, his spirit has been conjured up by these Jewish magicians, and that he's being boiled in semen. That's right, boiled in semen. I mean, that's absolutely obscene. You know, one of my friends, you know, the Bob Twain has always got a wit about him. He said, "Did you ever think about the fact of where they got all that semen? What did they do to get all that semen?" I mean, these people have very sick minds, ladies and gentlemen. And they also say Christians, by the way, are boiled in excrement. And for this man to support these radical Jews and this Judaic anti-Christian faith is just beyond me. And then he says, if I don't agree with him on that particular point, then, well, then I'm going to go to hell and all this rest of this stuff. And it's insane. From what I know about Christianity and what I've always studied and learned about Christianity in my life is that Christianity, that your salvation is essentially that you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's supposed to be the source of your salvation. And by the way, I am not some sort of radical religious person. I mean, these are my beliefs. I don't force my beliefs on anybody else. I don't demand that everybody in the United States or anybody in my perfect state would be a Christian. And I respect people that have different beliefs. And I also have a sense about Christianity. I believe in life, and I believe that God and this great force in the universe gave this great concept of life to us. And I believe it is our destiny to go toward God and to get better with every generation. And I believe that if we live a good life here and a proper life here, that the next life will take care of itself, but that our children can live better. And because of the fact that people have the prospect of heaven, does not mean that people shouldn't work hard to make sure that children today don't suffer in this world, and that beauty and excellence and quality and love, all the great things that we want for our civilization and culture, that those things go on and they grow greater. And I don't think that's in any way anti-Christian to have that position. And I also am in complete recognition that so many of our white brothers and sisters today have different points of view on all these things, have certain questions about all these issues. And I believe in absolute religious freedom and all these points of view. And I also believe that, I tell you this, I find my greatest religious feeling is when I'm in nature, when I see God's handiwork. Standing at the rim of the Grand Canyon and looking over this masterwork, or standing on a mountaintop and feeling the sun and the wind and the snow, and just the exhilaration after climbing a mountain, or coming down a hill on skis as fast as the wind, silent with speed, sensation of speed and freedom. That's when I feel spiritual, and seeing the beauty of our children and the light in their eyes, and the innocence in what they say, and they're questing, you know, for truth and knowledge, and young people are like that. And I think there's no important group that we've got to reach more than our young people. These young people, they want to know the truth. It seems when people get a little bit older, they figure they know the truth. That they got it all worked out. You can't tell them anything. But students certainly are in a situation where they're grasping for the truth, and they are interested in seeing different points of view. They're more open-minded. I love the young people because they are open-minded, and I believe that I'm open-minded. I've strived to keep an open mind all my life. I am not afraid to question and challenge my beliefs. I'm not afraid to put my beliefs on the chopping block and say, look, if they're wrong, you know, show me. You know, make my life a lot easier. I put my beliefs at risk every day. I think that's how you come to the true knowledge about any subject. You can't be afraid to put your beliefs to challenge. That's the essence of learning and the essence of education, in my opinion. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are really out of time, and I sure do appreciate everyone for being with me again here today. God bless you. It is Christmas time again. Don't forget to order those copies of Jewish Supremacism and My Awakening for your friends and family. Give them the gift of truth. And the best deal out there right now is our sets of videos from the 2004 and the 2005. You can tell I'm getting old talking about 19 this or 19 that. 2004, 2005 conference. They're fantastic. You can get all 8 DVDs or VHS tapes for only $100. What a deal. It's 2 sets. It's about the price of the original retail price for one. And you're going to get 2. And so please, do that soon. If you want to get them for Christmas, get those orders in right away. And if you'd like to make a Christmas gift to help this work, our mail always slows down during this period of time because people are busy with Christmas and family. They don't seem to have much money because they're buying gifts for their loved ones and the people close to them. And please remember that our bills keep going on, and that we need your support, especially right now, to continue to do our important work. Thanks so much. And if I can do anything for you, again, write to me if you have a personal concern. You can write to me again at info44@davidduke.com. That's info44@davidduke.com. And you can go, whether you're listening to this program live or you're talking about a program that's archived, you can go right to our site and post, and also on Torrance Down, Stormfront Town Hall section, post your questions and thoughts, and I'll try to get to them during the next time I do my interview. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks a lot. God bless you, and take care.
This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.